Good morning, everybody. In this week's parasha, Parashas Nitzavim, so the pasuk says, Kiyam Nitzavim, right? Kiyam mitzvah azoyis, asher anochi mitzavcha yom, this mitzvah that I command you today, lo niflesi mimcha, it's not hidden from you, lo rechokahi, and it's not distant from you. Lo b'shamayim leim o'mi'adon ha'shamayim v'ekonon v'yashmeno sovin na'asena, it's not up in heaven that you'll say, who should climb up to the heavens and bring it to us and let us hear it and we will do it. Lo me'yom li l'meimar mi'avor lanu es eivar eivar yom v'kochelon v'yashmeno sovin na'asena, it's not across the ocean. You have to say, who's going to cross the ocean and bring it to us and let us hear it so we can do it. Ki karav elecha davra ma'od b'ficho v'lchol asot, it's very close to you in your mouth and in your heart to do it. All right, what's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah? That we're talking about, that's so close, it's in your mouth and your heart to do it. So the Ramban on this pasuk says like this. V'tam kibitzos al kol Torah kula. Now you might think maybe a mitzvah was just a generic term for the whole Torah. V'anachom ki al kol Torah yom kol ha-mitzvah ashenochi mitzav chayom. But I says, no, I don't agree that you say our mitzvah zos is a generic for the whole Torah, is easily accessible, because they would say kol hamitzvah, right? So even though sometimes we say mitzvah blashon yachid, which means all mitzvot, but when the Torah does, it says kol hamitzvah, and doesn't say ki hamitzvah zos. So says the Ramban, v'anochon, right? Our mitzvah zos ala tshuva haniskeres. It's the mitzvah of tshuva that was referenced earlier in the pasuk. That says, early in the parsha, mitzvah shavazenu la'asos kain. Right? It's, that even though it was said earlier, return to Hashem, right? It's actually a command. It's not option. Right? Now, it was said earlier, vishavta ad Hashem okecha, it doesn't sound like a command. Right, says the Ramban, because the Torah wants to leave it open, because we know in the future, at the end of time, Akharshva is going to force everyone to do tshuva. So it won't be voluntary. So it could be read as a prophecy. What's going to be lost in love. But really, it's a mitzvah. And that's what Torah is doubling down on now. Ki ha mitzvah azos is the mitzvah to do tshuva. As you always say, that you could do tshuva anytime. That's what it means. It's not distant from you. It's not in the heaven. It's not on the other side of the ocean. And it's rather beficha ubilvavcha la soso. That it's that's beficha ubilvavcha refers that time beficha vavcha la sos. So beficha shiitvadu et avonam, beficha zvidui. Right? The confession that we have to do. We have Yeshuva, and Ubuvavcha is the regret in the heart to return to Hashem with heart. So the Ramban is clearly understands there is a mitzvah of tshuva, and the vidui is part of that mitzvah. And vidui is a function, like sometimes mitzvahs have a lot of, this many different halachot. So there's halacha of the mitzvah of tshuva, right, to do vidui. However, I want to contrast that with the words of the Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Tshuva.
That was the Ramban.
And many Rishonim, taking Ramban as an example, that Rishonim count in the Taryag Mitzvahs a mitzvah to do tshuva. If you've sinned, seemingly if you've sinned, you got to do tshuva. It's a mitzvah to do tshuva. But I want you to listen very carefully to the way the Rambam says it. Right? Kol mitzvah shebetorah, ben asay ben lo saasay, any mitzvah, be it a positive command, negative command, over adam achat mehem, if someone got transgressed one of them, ben bizarim ben bishkaga, whether on purpose or whether by, mistake. Listen to what the Ram says. Kishe ya'ase tshuva, when he will do tshuva, v'yosha mechato, he will turn back from his sin, Chayav lehitvadot lifnei akel baruch hu. He is obligated to do vidui. When he does tshuva, he is obligated to do vidui. Shenemar, right? Isha kiyasu ha'usvadu chadav ha'shasu ze vidui dvarim. Vidui ze mitzvas aseh. The way the Rambam said it, when you do tshuva, when doing tshuva, a new mitzvah kicks in. you have an obligation to do vidui sets in with tshuva. So it sounds like there isn't a mitzvah to do tshuva.
What was the pasuk of the
vidui? Right, vizvadu, that's on the pasuk of vidui, that's written by the korbanot. Right, so vidui achadosh ha'asu, ze vidui, vidui ze mitzvah taseh. The vidui is a mitzvah taseh. So let's just check this against the Sefer HaMitzvahs. You know, when he does tshuva, right?
It's very different because im would be, right. That would sound more
right.
Optional.
Right. No, we're gonna get that. That even if it's not a mitzvah, it doesn't mean it's optional. Right. Not every obligation makes it into the list of the Taryag mitzvahs. Like, for instance, Shabbos, you have Lamates Melachas. And Yerushalmi says that for every one of the Lamates Melachas, Rabbi Yochanan Shabbos found Lamates Toldos, which are all equally, Usur Midoraisa, and you get executed if you did it on purpose in front of Edom. And it's just one Lo Sase of Lo Sase Komlacha. The Tariq Mitzvahs are files of obligations. So it's not going to be obligatory. It's because it's obligatory. Doesn't mean it'll be counted as a mitzvah in its own right. Right? And we'll explain how tshuva is like one of those in a big way, according to Rambam. According to Rambam, there is a mitzvah to do tshuva. The Rambam says, when doing tshuva, then you become obligated in vidui. So let's just check, that we read it right against what the Rambam writes in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. So this is Mitzvah Ayin Gimel. Who should sivanu litzvadot avrot? The mitzvah is to confess our sins. Velomar osam, but say them im hatshuva. Say it with the tshuva, and then he gives examples of all types of different forms of vidui, and how we know that if you're not bringing a carbon, you still have to do the vidui. If you're right, because generally the vidui was set on the sacrifice. That he proves that this is a timeless mitzvah, whether we have korbanot or not. Right? So the Rambam is clearly saying. Right, that the mitzvah is vidui. That's in the list of the 248 positive commandments. A mitzvah to confess your sins, but it only kicks in when you do tshuva. Right? The tshuva is what creates the obligation to do vidui. You're not doing tshuva, you're not obligated to do vidui. Mashallah ma davar dome. Right? If you're not putting on arba kanfos, you don't have to put on tzitzis. When doing tshuva, you become obligated in the vidui, right? So, which means, that if a person's not sorry, right? He doesn't have to do vidui, so let's say, God forbid, on Yom Kippur, a person, he's not sorry. Hashem knew, and it was awesome. But God knew, and it was a blast. Gazal knew, and it was great. The Banu Dofi was a doozy. I'm not going through the whole Nusach right now. I'll send it to you. Right. So of course, he did not get a mitzvah saseh of vidui because the mitzvah didn't even kick in. His saying vidui when he's not sorry is like eating matzah on Sukkot. You're not going to get, schar for the mitzvah of matzah because the mitzvah is totally non-applicable because he's not doing tshuva. However, of course, what comes out according to this, let's say this guy comes ne'ilah and he's really moved by the last Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, and the shofar, and he says, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. Can't go home. Now you're chayv and vidui. You don't do it. Don't go home, right? Now the chiyuv vidui just kicked in, right? So it comes out according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is vidui, right? The tshuva brings the obligation of vidui. So we want to understand, what is this machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban? So it comes out like getting the different opinions straight. According to the Ramban, there's a mitzvah of tshuva. And part of the mitzvah of tshuva is vidui. According to the Rambam, no, the mitzvah is vidui. The tshuva brings the obligation, the chiyuv of vidui. Right? So now...
Right. It didn't really matter. Would he be yotzei according to Ramban, but not according to Rambam?
Because the Ramban makes vidui a subsection of the mitzvah of tshuva. The Rambam makes it, so I don't think there's a difference.
So you need, way,
everyone agrees, your heart's got to be in it.
And so either way, then he is a guy for a new vidui.
He's going to be chayven if you do it, right? That is correct. Yeah, but yeah, correct. Right. Okay. So now the so here's the question. You know, why doesn't the Rambam bring that there is a mitzvah to do tshuva? Now, like you already raised the point. Could we imagine kishiyas the rogs around whenever he'll get around to doing tshuva, a chiyuv vidu will kick in? Does that, God forbid, mean that tshuva is optional? Right? God forbid. So now, of course, we can't imagine that. I think you only made a correct deal that some of the achronim point out. It doesn't say im yaseh tshuva, like you only brought it, if he does tshuva, but kishiyah, when he does it. No, so meaning it's going to happen. It's got to happen. Yeah. Right? But of course, so if it's got to happen, why is it not its own mitzvah? Right? Do it like the Rabban. Make vidui a subsection of the mitzvah of tshuva. So this is what the achronim point out. You know, what is tshuva anyway? So the Rambam actually gets around to describing what is tshuva in the second parak of Hilchos Tshuva. So let's just describe what tshuva as, just tshuva onto its own, without vidui. He says, umahi ha-tshuva. What is tshuva? Hu shi'azov achotei cheto. V'yasiro v'machshavto. You have to let go of the sin and take it out of your mind. V'igmor b'livo shelo yaseod. And you should make a commitment to never do it again. Sh'er yazvo shadarko. Right, you know, the Paul says that the Russia lets go of his evil path. The chayin yistachar shel avar, he should also regret that he transgressed. Gevur shuli nagadi, right? So now, then the Rambam adds something which I have another. If we have time, we'll discuss this. V'olav yodeto shoshu v'zechet la'olam, and God who knows everything will attest that he's never doing this again. Right, which sounds almost unattainable. You know, the Lechem Mishnah points out that's unattainable. And Rambam writes later, we mentioned yesterday, Rambam discusses all questions of free will in Hilchos Tshuva, and he writes that God's foreknowledge does not take away free will. We have Zen.
What do you mean it's unattainable?
You have free will perpetually. How can you guarantee, and you want to take God as a witness that you'll never do it again, his foreknowledge doesn't, and so that last part, which seems guaranteed it'll never happen, even God will be your witness. You'll never have free will, and even his foreknowledge does not interfere with free will, however we reconcile it. All right, so if we have time, I'll get back to, I have a very special shot in that line, but that's already talking about man and God, God.
I understand we can, because we the apostles are saying that,
The person. Don't believe in yourself till the day you die. Yetzer is always Hashem, every second.
Hashem can say he knows the depth of a person's heart, and he knows that this person is truly committed. And that's what's saying. It's saying that Hashem is attesting to the fact that this person is really committed to not do the sin again. No, but I'm saying, Hashem knows the sincerity of the person.
Okay, no, Yoni's on the right track, but we'll get to it. I think we'll have time. We'll get to that also. But that last part is, talking about the depth of commitment. How did the Rambam describe what tshuva is, per se, right? Stop sinning, right? Don't do it again. Feel bad that you did it. That's tshuva per se without the vidui. That's what brings the obligation of vidui. Based on this description of tshuva, the way the Rambam described, do you need a mitzvah for any of this? Right? Do you think because you sinned once, you're allowed to sin twice? Right? Let's say, God forbid, a person ate pork, right? Do you think because you ate pork once, you're allowed to eat pork twice? Right? So the very isur, right, the very prohibition of eating pork obligates you to not do it again, just like it obligated you to not do it the first time, right? Right? The isur of pork did not disappear because you ate it once. So so you should never do it again. The issur of pork that is ever present obligates, just like it prohibited you from doing it the first time, it obligates you to not do it again, right? You got to keep that issur of pork, so you should be committed to never doing it again. And now, the issur of pork that you violated, you should feel bad by virtue of itself, right? That you violated the word of the king. Right? You don't need a special mitzvah to feel bad. She'avarta mitzvat ha-melech, right? That you transgress the word of our Lord. Right? So it comes out that if tshuva is all about never do it again and be committed to never do it again and feel bad that you did it, it doesn't require a special mitzvah. It is to uphold the law itself. So why should it would be a superfluous mitzvah to obligate a person to do tshuva because he's obligated to do any, all of this stuff anyway by virtue of the law itself. Right? And indeed, you know, the Rambam, we said earlier that, the list of Targ mitzvahs, they're actually files, you know, files of groupings of halachot, you know, divided up into 613 files. So now what actually gets to be called a file onto its own right? The Rambam set up 14 criteria at the beginning of his Sefer HaMitzvahs. So now criteria number 4 is that you will not count as a separate mitzvah a obligation that's inclusive of the whole Torah. Like, according to Rambam, you can't count Bifrum as a mitzvah. Because that's what the whole Torah is about. So it won't be its own mitzvah, right? So anything, any psukim that say, keep the Torah, keep the Torah, keep my law, is not going to be counted as a separate mitzvah. It's just the obligation to uphold the law. So he gives examples of that. And what interests me is that it's, you know, after learning this years ago, I found subsequently that he actually says this black and white regarding tshuva. Right, he brings some stories. He gives examples. Umizah Shorosh, Gam Ken Omro. What the Gemara, what the Chumash says. Umaltem es or lasvachim. Circumcise your closed heart. Right. Rotzoi shikavishol koma shekolam zichron mitzvah. V'chein orpachem lo takshu od. The pasuk. Don't be stiff necked any longer. Right. That you should not harden your heart. You should accept upon yourself everything I command you and do not transgress it. You can't count these as individual mitzvahs because they're, in essence, just telling you, keep the Torah. But these psukim, which are psukim telling you about do tshuva, repent, and take on the law seriously, he says we can't count because it's just telling you to uphold the law, right? We only count new obligations, right? This is a ever-present obligation that permeates all mitzvahs, right? So it comes out like this, once we understand very well where Rambam's coming from. So that's why Vidu is a mitzvah, because the Vidu is what's new. The Vidu is what's new. That's the new obligation. That when you keep the Torah, which I said, so now it's also clear, it's not optional. It's just not counted as its own mitzvah. It is the obligation to uphold the law. What obligates you to not transgress the mitzvah ever, even the first time, is what kicks in that, well, get back with the program. It's the same ever-present obligation just to keep Torah.
So it's different than tzitzis? When you said like...
No, the vidui is like tzitzis. That when you get your act back together, right? When you get your act together again... Right, you get back with the program, that's when the chiyuv vidui kicks in. Now, vidui is a separate mitzvah, because that's a chiddush. It's not something that's, that's the new obligation. New obligation is that now that you got back with the program that you should have never deviated from, right, so now you're chayiv to do vidui. So now that's vidui is a separate mitzvah. Say it's a chiddush, right? Yeah, the new obligation of vidui. But the actual doing of tshuva is part and parcel of your obligation to uphold the law. So, of course, it doesn't get counted as a separate mitzvah. And then we saw that the Rambam actually, in a backhanded way, brought these psukim that command us to do tshuva as examples. Don't count these as separate mitzvahs. It is just the obligation to keep any mitzvah. So it can't be counted as a separate one of the taryag. But vidu, yes, it's a new obligation that sets in. And of course, doing tshuva is not voluntary. It's just your obligation to uphold the law itself, which can't be counted as a separate mitzvah. So therefore, kishiyasa tshuva, which you have to do because you got to uphold God's law, it's not a separate mitzvah because it's the obligation on the whole Torah that obligates you to do tshuva. Then, the mitzvah vidui kicks in. So now we have a problem. Now, since we explained the Rambam so crystal clear, we got to go back to the Ramban, right? And, and ask, why did he make tshuva its own mitzvah? So this goes into a topic that we actually talked about in our talk yesterday after the Kiddush. Right, let's think about this. What the Rambam described as tshuva, that we say that can't be counted as its own mitzvah. That's the obligation to uphold the law. Right? So is that describing tshuva me'ava or tshuva me'ira? Right, tshuva out of fear of punishment. Which, by the way, tshuva out of fear doesn't just have to be fear of punishment. There's also a slightly higher level called yirat chet. I don't want to be in the wrong. I fear sin. I fear sin. No one wants to be in the wrong. Right? Seemingly, what the Rambam described as tshuva is that, oh, you got to stop this. You got to get back with the program. That's tshuva miyira. Well, it's yira to onesh, fear of the part, or yira tchet, right? You don't want to be in the wrong. A person wants to be in the right. But tshuva me'ahava, right? Tshuva me'ahava is not just about, you know, it's not about fixing it. It could be that you come back to God with love. But tshuva me'ahava, you could have, it's called if you improve your mitzvahs. You're just being a better Jew. You were good, but now you're going to be better. That's tshuva me'ahava. So that's different. That's not just upholding the law. That's adding, you know, that's intensifying, you know, doing things better, which gets us very special reward. And Chazal say, if you do tshuva me'ahava, zedonav nasiv kischuyot, right? Even your averus get converted to mitzvah. Now how that works metaphysically is another discussion, right? So now, but you can understand that if we're talking about tshuva me'ahava, right, not tshuva me'ira, it could be its own mitzvah, right? Because we're talking about not just setting things right, but getting closer. Right? And it's kind of, you know, this would fall into the difference between the tshuva that we do in Elul, just building a moral compass, as opposed to what we do in the Aser Simei tshuva, we're just trying to rectify what we did wrong. Right, so it could be that what the Ramban meant wasn't tshuva me'ira. He was talking strictly about tshuva me'ahava. And I found that Baruch Hashem, you know, after I made that supposition, I realized that I was mechavin to the way Rav Yosef Albo learns. Rav Yosef Albo, the Sefer Ikrim, one of our big philosophy books, he was a Talmud of Chasda Ibn Kraskas, who was a Talmud of the Ran. And in his Sefer Ikrim, in Maimer Ravi, so he actually opens up, you know, in Maimer Ravi, he talks about mitzvah. He says, the biggest mitzvah that brings you to the goal of Torah, which is to make you cling to God. I couldn't find a bigger mitzvah out of the Tariyag than the mitzvah of tshuva, right? And he says, Mashallah, go to Malata mitzvah, Zochi mitzvah, Kleit Yoter Minat Tfilah. Right? And this makes more Dveikus in Hashem than the mitzvah of Tfilah. So there's a mitzvah of Tfilah. So he said, the biggest mitzvah out of the Tariyag is the mitzvah of tshuva. And sure enough, so he brings the Ramban, who was much earlier than him. That we open up today's presentation with. So I'm going in the sheet of the Ramban. Tshuva is a mitzvah. And it's the biggest mitzvah. Right? Okay. So he's in that shita. But then he adds a proviso. V'cholze kisha tshuva hi me'ahava. That was a kia mitzvah azor. So talking about that tshuva is not just a mitzvah. It's like the biggest mitzvah that gives you directly the tachlit of all mitzvot, of clinging to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's when the tshuva is only done out of love.
All right.
Right? Question. Yes.
I'm trying to understand what the difference is. Why tshuva me'ahava should be any different than what you described before as what the Torah expects you to do. The Torah expects you to do
Okay.
The Torah.
I'll give you an example. Chazal say you're doing tshuva. If you've learned one daf, learn two dapim. You know, for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you got to learn twice a day, once in the morning, once at night, and we're yotze at mitzvah bare minimum with kriyat shema. Because Shema is from the Torah, you know, it's the Shema that we lay in the morning and the Shema we lay in at night. So I could be, as we call it, Yetzer Zayin. I fulfilled my obligation. I fulfilled my obligation. And you're not in violation of the law. You're not in violation of the law. They say, I got to get my act together, I got to be better. I got to learn seriously. I got to, whether it's taking on the daf or whether it's, a person is Yetzer Zayin. His davening, you know, if he has kavana, you know, in Psukei Zimra, it's pretty easy to be Yotze Shachris. Poseches Yadecha is what needs kavana in Psukei Zimra, right? And in Shema and Baruch Shem Kavod, you have to know what you're saying. And in Shmon Esrei, right, just the first bracha, from up to Magen Avraham. And by the way, if you don't, you're not Yotze, right? All right. You're not Yotze, right? But it is. If that's the amount of, right, and then, you know, and the rest of, you know, so you're already Yotze, right? Right, so you're not in violation of the law. Right? So your shmoras were not brachot levatala if you had kavana by mugging, by mugging Avram. Right, so now a person says, I don't want to just be a yotze zayin Jew. I want to be mechaven lechatchilan all the words. Right, so you're not coming because you're in the wrong. You are coming to get closer to God, to just be better and to be closer. That's tshuva me'ava, right? That, there's the baseline, but I'm not going to be satisfied with the baseline. That could be its own mitzvah. That could be its own mitzvah, right? That I'm not going to be a yotze zayin Jew, that you're just let's set your day chovah. I am going to take on more. And that's indeed how Rav Yosef Albo learned in the Ramban, that this is the Ramban, it's a mitzvah, and he doubles down on that cheetah, and it's not that it's just not a mitzvah of the Targ. It's the biggest mitzvah, even bigger than the mitzvah of tefillah, because nothing makes you closer to God than tshuva. And he said, this, so everything I'm talking about is tshuva me'ava. Right? So, and then of course he goes and says, listen, tshuva me'ira is good also. But it seems that, that which Ramban was talking about, and it's the kiha mitzvah, it's the mitzvah, that's tshuva me'ava. So the Ramban is, we understand the logic of the Ramban. The Ramban, when he said tshuva is a mitzvah in the Taryag, in the list of the Taryag, he didn't mean the tshuva me'ira, which is synonymous with, I'm in violation of the law, I better get back with the program. That doesn't have to be, that should not be counted as its own mitzvah, but to improve when you're already yotze, right? That could be its own mitzvah. Okay.
You say vidui on that
thing. What?
You say vidui on that type of mitzvah, on tshuva me'ava? You keep the Torah. You could be a Jew that's keeping the entire Torah
right.
On a very
low. You'll say that you weren't even better. You were only doing the minimum amount. So you say the appropriate vidui of I was just doing the bare minimum, and I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to be a. I'm going to maximize on my Yiddishkeit. Oh, very good. No, I wasn't going to leave it like this. All right. So now we are, so now we got to go back to the Rambam, right? So here's a very interesting thing, right? Everyone knows you got to learn Torah Lishma, right? And not for the sake of money and not for the sake of honor, right? Torah Lishma, everyone's heard the term, right? Where is this halacha to be found in the Rambam? That Torah should be learned lishma, which is, by the way, it's serious. A person, Chazal, in the words of all the Rishonim and Nefshaim, Chazal gave a heter, just permission, to learn Torah shelo lishma, because mitoch shelo lishma bo lishma. But Torah should be learned lishma. It's a violation, as the Rambam himself writes, in a few places, you are violating and denigrating the Torah if you are learning Torah for the sake of money. Because Torah is bigger than money, so it's like, It's like your pans are dirty. Your pans have stuck on, the children stuck on. You ask for your wife's diamond ring to scrape the, no sane man would do that, right? But yeah, as I said, Torah, I'm going to learn Torah to get money. So it's like taking the diamond ring to scrub the pots. The Ram uses other mashalim that are a lot more. I'll just tell you something. Since we're making really good time, there's in our folklore. We have the idea of a person sells his olam haba, a lot of those stories. We bashed some of our folklore yesterday. We'll continue today, right? Right. Everyone knows the story. A guy, the Rebbe says, do the first deal that you come to, and it goes to an inn, and everyone's laughing at me. All he has is one penny to spend. So, guy, I'll sell you my olam haba for this penny. Right, okay, so he bought it, and then he goes on, look how I got a penny for nothing. I sold my olam haba. His wife is like, furious, and then he's got to buy back his olam haba for everything that the poor man needed to make the wedding he was collecting for. There are a lot of variations in these stories. Right, you can't sell olam haba. The amazing thing is that these stories go, and it's mafur, the poskim, you don't think they thought about this already? The Jewish mind, comes up with all the shilas, It was the poskim in Choshen Mishpat, in monetary law, dealt with this question. Can you buy a person's olam haba? Right? And it was already gepaskin, right? It was already said, there's no such thing as buying a person's olam haba. It's not a piece of chattel that you could sell. It's not chattel. Right? A person's relationship to olam haba is not one that, like his relationship to his house. but says the say the poskim in the same spot. You know, they actually coined it a prophetic phase, right? Hakone al yismach, the buyer should not be happy because he bought the Brooklyn Bridge, you know, right? Yeah, he bought a bridge. You know, he bought hakone yismach v'amocher yitatzev, but the seller should be upset because he lost his olam haba. Because you're mechalal your olam haba, you're willing to turn it into money. So the poskim or a poskim, double jeopardy. The buyer didn't get anything, right? But the mocher lost it. Because if you could be mevaze olam haba, that you're right. So it's you know, so the poskim or a pas, double jeopardy. Everyone loses in a sale of olam haba. The buyer didn't get anything, but the seller lost it by denigrating it. Right. So as I said, akone al yismach v'amocher yitatzev. Right. Right, they let the buyer has nothing to be happy about, and but the seller has everything to be upset about. You denigrated olam haba, right? So I just mentioned agav that you of how learning Torah shelo lishma is really a terrible thing. Chazal gave a heter to learn Torah shelo lishma because mitoch shelo lishma balishma. Now this is mafurish in all the sifrei Yerushalayim. It's not you know something to keep in mind. Okay, so it's very important to learn Torah lishma. Where do you think the Rambam would bring this halacha of learning Torah lishma? But it isn't there. Nowhere to be found in Hilchos Talmud Torah. In the laws of Torah study, you will not find this very, very critical halacha of learning Torah lishma. You know where you find it? One place. Hilchos Tshuva. Hilchos Tshuva, right? Which comes after Hilchos Talmud Torah. He went through the whole Hilchos Talmud Torah, right, earlier in Sefer Amada, never mentioned this halacha that you have to learn Torah lishma, right? And it comes in, and that's the whole topic of Perek Yud, the final chapter of Hilchos Tshuva. Al yomar adam reni oseh mitzvah Torah v'oseh b'chachmata k'dei she'kabel kol brachot ha'ktuvot or k'dei she'eskel chambot. Don't learn Torah and do mitzvahs, but, right, and efrosh ma'averus ha'shem b'kabel li'onesh, right? That's you know that's oved ma'ava osik batora umitzvus v'chusil chova lo b'yedosho lo p'yirat harav lo k'dei yirash hatova also as v'pnei shel emes v'sof atol lo b'glos. So the halacha of doing lishma is in Hilchos Tshuva. Right, it's an amazing thing. The din of lishma by Torah and by mitzvus, the Rambam put this halacha which pertains to all mitzvus. You gotta do it in lishma in Hilchos Tshuva. And he says, you want to know how the Rambam paraphrases lishma, right? It's a ha'oved me'ahava. The Rambam makes the equation. Lishma is ahava, ahava is lishma. And he put it in Hilchos Tshuva. So the Rambam is alluding to the idea of tshuva me'ahava. And tshuva me'ahava is to do, you know, lishma. And now lishma comes out, it's also something that's kolo kol Torah kula. Right, it's not a specific one mitzvah, right? It is something that permeates the entirety of Torah, but it's called lishma, which may, and why I put Hilchos Tshuva, because when you do things lishma, that's tshuva me'ava.
But it's secluded only to Talmud Torah,
though. No, he says mitzvahs also.
All mitzvahs have to be lishma.
All mitzvahs have to be lishma.
Why?
But by Talmud Torah, doing it shelo lishma is a bigger violation than doing mitzvah shelo lishma. But everything has to be done lishma, right? No, because you know, with the Torah is God's word, and you're using it as a way to make money, or it's a violation of the word of God. That's why God's word, but it's an action. It's a physical action. You know, Torah is, you know, diburo yizbarach mamish, right? And if you're being mechalel dibur, that's why Torah shelo lishma is a bigger sin than mitzvah shelo lishma, because there's kedusha satora and you're using it for something else, right? But there's a din of lishma, and so the Ram put in Hilchos Tshuva. The whole din of lishma, you will find it only in one place, the finality of Hilchos Tshuva. And that's where people ask, where does Ram talk about tshuva me'ava? What do you mean? That is what really, in essence, what the Perek Asiri of Hilchos Tshuva is. So now we mentioned yesterday the Mishnah says. Yafashachas shetshuva masim tovim ba'olam hazeh mikocha emba. One moment of tshuva masim tovim, So now, yesterday we discussed it from one vantage point, but you take a look in the Pirush HaMishnayos of the Rambam in that Mishnah and Avos, you know how he translates Tshuva Masim Tovim? He doesn't translate literally repentance and good deeds. He translates Talmud Torah and mitzvahs. Tshuva, he looked at a synonym as Talmud Torah, because when you learn Torah, you get closer to God. And he's talking about this, Tshuva Me'ava. And with this, I thought to say a Pshat Apostle, Toras Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nefesh, Meshivat Nefesh. It restores the soul. Tshuva, Meshivat Nefesh. That you could be Mekayim, Tshuva Me'ava, if you learn Torah Lishma, but of course learning Lishma can't be counted as its own mitzvah, because it's either a prod of Talmud Torah, or part an extension of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, or it's a mitzvah that's called, so all different reasons why it would not be counted as its own mitzvah. Kein Nira Levayer. That ends this presentation for today, but if you give me one more minute, I want to get back to that Rambam quote. Achir Baldos, God himself will attest. They never go back again, because a lot of people read that Rambam and say, I can never make a commitment like that. And I need to take God as my witness, right? That I'll never do it again. I mean, it's pretty frightening, you know? And it kind of goes against the grain of what the Rambam's trying to say in that paragraph, how Tshuva is accessible, which is also the context of the possibility of Kikara Velecha Dor, Beficho Bevavcha. So this doesn't sound very accessible. A commitment forever and ever to God who knows the future himself would attest. So I have a spin on this that actually makes it a big message of hope. And I think it's actually the correct way to read. I want to read the words of Rambam again, because I think this is a very big chizuk, right? So he says, and he who knows what's hidden. He doesn't say Yodea Ha'atidot, which is like a lashon that he uses later when he discusses the famous question of, when he discusses the famous question of, you know, God's foreknowledge and free will. He who knows what's hidden. Hidden where? And he says, Shelo Yashuv. He's not going to return to this chet. He's not going to return to his chet. Right? Shanem Elohim Od. Elohim will not say again. Right? She says, Lo Neemar Eloheinu L'maaseh Yadeinu. So it's like, Shelo Yashuv L'chet Hazeh. And from the pasuk, Lo Neemar Od. Right? So I think this is the pshat. Right? And we'll just bring an example from the polar opposite. Gemara says in a few places in Shas, Avar Avera Vishanaba Naslo Keter. If you do an Avera and you do it again, now it's like a Heter. You know, it's a Bali must say, what happens on the third time? Third time it's a mitzvah, right? Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, but I want to ask, it's difficult. I'm talking to tzaddikim gemurim, so you probably won't even be able to understand. Like, it's happened that you miss Sof Zman Kriya Shema. And it's happened, it probably happened more than once. So that's it. Now I don't care about Sof Zman Kriya Shema anymore. I just say, the Gemara says, I understand, we shouldn't take it lightly and we shouldn't be experimenting. But it may have happened in our lives. We did the same thing wrong twice. Is it now Nas Keter? There's no guilt and you're not, right. So I think you have to be medayik carefully in the words of Chazal. Not v'asa'od, but v'shonaba. V'shonaba means he doubled down on it. So, it was like, this was geshmak, I got to do it again. If it comes to that, as opposed to you did it, you feel bad, and it happened again. So the second time is not doubling down and reinforcing the first one. Over there was shonaba, and it goes like shonaba. Shonaba means to sharpen, right? Vishinantam. Right? It means, what Chazal is talking about, that if this happened, you're not going to even feel that it's prohibited anymore. Is that, it's good, one more time. Vishonaba is to double down. So the second time is compounding with the first time. Right? But if it happened and you feel bad and it happened again, it's not mitzaref. And I want to tie, that's what the Rambam means, is all that Rambam, right? Because you're saying to God, I'm never going to do it again. Your dad, tell us what's hidden. What's hidden in your heart? He knows in your sincerity. Shelo yashuv. You're not going back to double down. It may happen again, right? But what you're taking God as your witness is not on what's going to happen in the future. You got to learn on what your intent is. Shelo yashuv. You can say, God, I'll never do it again, but I can't wait to do it again. Right? Shelo, God is in your heart that you're not intending to return. So if it ever does happen again, it's not connected to what happened already. And this is just the opposite of what the way people are frightened by this round. It's actually a message of hope. It may indeed happen again, so long as it's not a hemshech and a doubling down. And God God knows what you say, what you mean, when you know that shelo yashiv, you're not just waiting to go back to it again. That, you know, if it may happen again, but you're not intending to go back and double down experience. And God, as long as God sees that sincerity, Rebbe Osher accepts your tshuva, Rebbe Osher should be mekabel our tshuva, and we should be nechtam la'al tov chayim tovim. Thank you very much.